Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. Hey, today, man, I got a really good, not just friend, but family member, you know what I'm saying, special guest on my show. My cousin, man, Damon Major, he is the host of a special podcast called Unprivileged AF. Hey, look. I dig what Cuzzo be talking about on his podcast. He real pro-black, man, and sometimes you need to hear that. You hear me? So I want to introduce y'all to my Cuzzo, man, Damon Major. What's up, Cuz?
Man, you got it, bro. I appreciate the invite to the show, man. Like what you're doing as well. Yeah, man, a lot of things, good things going on, man, with everybody. Like, yeah. I say, it's good to be on the show, and looking forward to this conversation with you, cuz.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Like, hey, being from the hood, man, being from the crib, you know, it's always going to be a connection. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you know what I'm saying? The family thing, too. You know, speaking of which, man, how are the kids? How's the family, man, with the COVID thing? Y'all staying safe and doing y'all thing?
We just staying out the way, man. We keep it real simple. You know, we might do some fishing or we might go on a bike ride.
Yeah, yeah.
But we keeping it real social distance.
Outdoors is good. Outdoors is good.
Yeah, we just, you know, trying to keep them busy. They used to playing sports this time of year, so having them away from sports is, got to keep them busy. Okay. But other than that, all is well, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, you are the host of Unprivileged AF. Tell me what that mean, man. Talk about your show. Like, you're not in the community that I'm in on Twitter. I don't see you in there. And, you know, like I spoke with Motherhood, Sex, and Marijuana. You know, I got interviews with them too. Them two ladies, man, they awesome too. And like I told them, like, y'all on Instagram and I find you and I speak with you, but I'm on Twitter and it's a whole nother community. And it's like, we need to combine these two communities, man, because people missing out. It's a lot of good interviews, a lot of good people. You hear me? Like,
oh, yeah, for sure. You know what? And we actually talked about that. I'm actually a co-host on, it's actually three of us on the show, but
okay.
We actually talked about branching out more, you know, getting our name out there and getting the name in other places other than Facebook and you know, Instagram. Twitter, it does have a large platform and you can run across a wide variety of people on there. So for our upcoming season two, we are looking forward to actually branching out.
That's what's up. Well, I know I did check out a few of y'all episodes, you know what I'm saying, and I liked a few of them topics, like the health and wellness. I like that one.
That's what's up.
The opioid epidemic, you know what I'm saying, that one was crazy. And then I like the one about the Chicago activist, Alicia Oliver. Yeah, I was digging those. Like, hey, some of them interviews get real, you know what I'm saying, cuz? And like, you be really wanting to, like, sometimes I be wanting to get down on some of them type of interviews because, like, you know me, man, my mindset, like, it's way different than the average. So I be trying
trust me, you already know I know.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. Yeah, so we appreciate what y'all doing, man. The whole pro-black thing is not just a thing. It's, like, real, man. People need to understand that, you know, like your shirt saying, you know, legalize being black. Hey, it's hard, man. Like, and not only is it hard being black most of the time, like, it take a lot of courage to be intelligent, too. So
yeah, man, it's work.
You know, trying to discipline yourself to be more than, you know, what you can be, but then at the same time to try to stay out the way while you're doing it.
Shit, yes, sir. Man,
it's hard, you know. it's real hard.
It's work, man. Like you say, it's work. You know, our goal with the podcast is to help the advancement of black folk, color people. You know, whatever we can do, like we say, we talk about health, wealth, finances, you know, it's no range. Yeah. Whatever it is that we feel like that can help people of color, that's what we about, man.
That's what's up. Well, okay, so on the flip side of all of that, like, when you dust off the backside of the coin, you have a different title as well, and that title is Violence Prevention Coordinator. Shit, how's that going?
You know what,
my... especially here where we at. You know what I'm saying? Like, how is that going?
You know what? My work, we have a more targeted audience.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as that goes, it's going good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because we actually target a group of kids and we follow them for 4 years. We're actually in year four. We start following a group of kids.
Right.
Started out, it was around 600 kids. We followed them from 7th through 10th grade.
Okay.
So now going into 10th grade, you know, it's been a while and I can honestly say we have, because we track them and we follow them very closely as far as grades, suspensions, arrest,
yeah.
Everything across the board. So we've been successful in what we've been doing, man. We've seen GPAs increase. We've seen referrals go down. So, like I say, but we really need a more targeted approach, holistic approach as far as just St. Louis as a whole. Because, I mean, the month of July, we had 53 murders in July. So,
man, it's hard out here,
girl. It's hard, man.
It's hard, man. And it's real hard for, you know, like, there I tap. There I tap into the whole, you know, past thing and all of that stuff, man. But it's real hard for people like me that used to really like gangbanging and used to really like get into it. Like, you know, I was a street nigga, man. So, I mean, like, when I see this nowadays and I see how it's all turning about and how all these young guys ain't got no code no more. And it's like do or die out here, man. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
shit, it's hard. That's why I said that to you. I'm like, how is that going? Because nowadays, these little young guys, man, they shooting for sport. It's not protection or survival. It's like just to be able to create a demo or or a diss record. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's hella hard here in St. Louis. So I don't know. It's just me, man. You know, my thought process is always a little different. And, you know, I don't feed into a lot of the extra. So.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, like you say, man, it is hard. And the role models for the kids, you know, we have to, and this is going to be unpopular to a lot of people, but we really got to check ourselves and check the way we live and check what kind of role models we being and check all of that before we can check them. You know what I'm saying? Because they following our footsteps and they doing what they think is cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about being in the system, but we have to get ourselves to the point mentally to where we not even a part of that system. Yeah. So we talk about, damn, they harder on us than they harder on white people. True. Mm-hmm. All that shit's real. All that shit's true. Those facts are 100% legit.
Right.
We are 5 and 6 times more likely to receive more jail time than a white person. Yes, we have to get ourselves to the point of not even being in the system, period.
Yeah.
It's easier said than done.
That's a lot of preparation, because that's a whole lot of preparation.
Yeah, for sure. Man. I mean, yeah, it's a mouthful, for real.
Yeah. I mean, like, the biggest thing is that, like you said, it's a mouthful. It's always going to be more talking than action. And and a lot of the times, the people that do all that damn talking is for an agenda. Like, the whole world has an agenda. Like, everything about America is an agenda. So it's like, I get what you're saying, and I respect that 100%, man. And I really hope that we can turn the corner somewhere, man, make two lefts instead of one right. You know what I'm saying? And try to change all this shit. But it's going to be so hard, man, especially with the music. And then so many kids having kids, and they still, you know what I'm saying? These kids growing up on Instagram with their mamas and daddies, you hear me?
Man, you know, or these, worse.
You know, daughters is in OnlyFans videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's little girls and laying in the bed next to their mama while their mama doing an OnlyFans video.
Wow.
Some people are successors of greatness, and some people are just doomed for failure, man. And it's hard.
Period.
You know, it's hard. You hear me?
it's definitely hard, man. You know, I had a... I've coached sports like yourself several years, and I've had a team of one of the year's teams, man. This is the 6th player out of loss out of 10.
Wow.
Who been murdered here in St. Louis, man.
Yeah, man. My son lost one of his teammates too.
It's crazy. And the last one that I lost, his baby mama killed him.
Man.
Baby mama domed him.
Man, why the women so tough right now, cuz?
It's everybody, man. It's just where our people are, unfortunately. It's all they know. And again, it goes back to the music, goes back to the upbringing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is, you know, I watched a video on on Instagram today, and I'm gonna share it with you. And it was a white guy talking about just about that, about how the music and how white people allow you to promote violence and drugs and all of this in the black community. Yeah. And he used the example of how Rick Ross stepped out his lane and talked about homosexuality. And how Reebok fired him on the spot. And saying that that's not what we stand for. So basically, y'all stand for him talking about black on black murder and selling but dope.
Yes. So, hey, look, a true story, because I absolutely 100% agree, because I had to sit down and grasp the whole concept of this new diversity. Like, diversity isn't affirmative action anymore. It isn't about having a certain amount of black faces in your establishment or business. Diversity isn't about having an individual that knows how to speak more than one language, or that is way more cultural than the person who even started the business. Diversity now is about bringing gay America into the concept of what society considers life.
Like, shit, gay America running shit.
Yeah, bro, like, black people don't even matter no more. Like, it's like white people appreciate pets and gays more than they do black people.
Absolutely.
And it's kind of ironic, you know what I'm saying? Because I appreciate a lot of white folks, and I do business with tons of them, and I really don't have no quarrel with none of them. Yeah. But the fact is wrong is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
And our worlds are different.
Yeah.
The same shit that affect us don't affect them.
That's the absolute truth.
It don't affect them. Truth. Like, yeah. You know, it's a lot of white folks right now going through COVID, and they're gaining all kind of finances from it. We're on the other end of it. We know we got a ton of black people that are dying from it. You know, we lead to death as far as in COVID, as far as, you know, per person.
Yeah.
You know, blacks are leading that in deaths. So it's a different world for them, man. And we just have to collectively get ourselves together, man, and stand as a tight unit community amongst ourselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then I think a lot of things will change. But as long as there's so many gaps and divots in the road, it's too easy to pick us apart right now.
Yeah.
You know, we can't even come together on who to vote for as a whole, you know, or how to stick together as a whole, you know. One thing I will say, though, is I appreciate the NBA, though, right now.
I was just going to talk to you about that. I was just going to say yesterday the NBA and the WNBA decided to use their platform for great purpose, because it's like all the whole shut up and dribble people.
Right.
It all backfired.
Right.
It all backfired. And now you got to deal with your own results. You got to eat that cake you just made. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad, man. They big mad right now.
Oh yeah, because you know, because the only effect that you can have on large corporations like that is to hit them in the pockets, to hit them where it hurts, and the only way you're gonna hurt them is through financial gains.
It's only business,
and it's only business. Period. And I just wish those folks in the NFL had realized that you make up well over 50% of the NFL.
Right.
And don't quote me, but I think it's around 72% that they make up. Yeah. If that 72% sits, there's nothing they can fucking do. Nothing. As bad as everybody want to say, they under contract, they going to sue them.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we've got to understand that they need us more than we need them.
Yeah, absolutely.
They can't capitalize. Especially in sports.
Yeah, that's the truth.
They can't get gains. They can't fill stadiums up. They're not selling jerseys. They're not making liquor sales. Yeah. They're not getting production on TV.
Right.
If we truly understand that, capitalism, and we set our asses down doing that NFL to get, if we really want a cap back as a whole, we sit. They're not going to let you sit long, because on any given Sunday, they making billions off of everything related to NFL.
And you know what's so sad about it, cuz it was like all it took was just for them to shut the hell up and listen to what Colin Kaepernick was saying. It's no different than Rodney King. If the police wouldn't have been constantly talking every time he was trying to explain what was going on, none of that would have happened. And right. It's the same thing with Colin Kaepernick, man. 4 years ago, all they had to do was just listen when he told them, I am not tripping off of y'all flag and all of that kind of stuff, but I'm not finna celebrate y'all national anthem because right. people are getting killed. It's not fair. Right. These people are unarmed. They don't have a way to defend themselves, and you are just slaughtering these people in the street. And it was like, shut up. Don't nobody care what you're talking about, nigga. And they move forward like, whatever. We ain't finna deal with this. Well, now, like I said a minute right. ago, they gotta eat this cake, man. Like, 4 years later, this is what they gotta deal with. And to me, it's kind of a sad awakening, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Black people are so ingenuitive and we can do so many things.
Oh, like, my God.
And we're so developmental, and all you're doing is about to push all your ingenuity into its own situation. And that's just going to create like a whole new world with a whole nother demeanor and a whole nother resource, like Wakanda, if you want to put it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that shit crazy, bro.
And all these guys that are in positions to make change, we got to get more ownership.
Yeah.
We don't own enough stuff. We're working for everybody. We need ownership. The only way we're going to be competitive, and I get tired of arguing with people online about this whole hold your vote and all that kind of shit. The only way that anyone's going to take us seriously as a race and actually implement things that are going to affect change on us as color people is that we've got to start shoveling funds into one of these parties. We've got to be able to generate shovel funds. Without that, I mean, we've got, and not to mention, we only make up 13% of the entire population.
That's what's up, man. And you know, I 100% agree. Like, if everybody did bond together and show support, it'll look more like we all on the same side and we all trying to do the right thing for the right people. But then at the same time too, it's like, I don't know. At the same time too, with me, I kind of hold it up over everybody's head of just like saying, you got to hold accountability for the things that's going on too. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like hear me out. Like, this is the way I feel about a lot of that. With a lot of these killings and stuff that be going on and all of that, man, I think a lot of these deaths that's happening by the hands of these police and stuff like that, I think a lot of that would stop if we would stop approaching ourselves the same way. Like,
I agree with you.
Like, a guy sat down and was talking to me about it one day, man, and as he was talking, I was figuring it out in the back of my mind, and I was like, damn, we look weak. As men, as people, as Black, as a race, we look weak. We look soft to them because we killing ourselves. We shooting each other and not giving a shit. But then when one of them do it, we want to march and go crazy. So he said to me, he said, well, you know, what makes sense is once we stop that part, then I think they'll start to fear us more and respect us more because we hold our lives at a higher standard now. You know, absolutely. And it's just like, damn, when he said that, I was like, man, that's so logical, bro. It's like if a motherfucker see, if you walk outside every day and see somebody throw a rock at a cat and the cat take off running and it's funny to them and you keep on, after a while, you're going to join in and start throwing rocks at that cat too, because the cat ain't trying to defend itself. It's just funny to see it run away. So right. that's how it is with us. We that cat, man. It's like every time we see authority or we feel pressured or stressed, we run. We try to figure out an easy way out, you know, instead of standing our ground and making it real. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I think if we hold accountability up on a lot of the stuff that be going on amongst each other, it'll put a little more fear in their hearts. And then they'll think twice before they pull that gun because they'll say, well, damn, if I shoot him, it's going to be 300 Black men with guns coming wanting to talk here in the neighborhood and at the police station. And you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, like, we got to do better, man. We have to do better. 100% agree with that. We've got to do better as a race. And I know a lot of those systems that have been put in place for the things that are happening to happen is running like a fine oiled machine. It's doing everything that's happening has been designed. This is all systemic, and it doesn't matter in the reality of the situation. It doesn't matter what demographic you put under the conditions that our people live in, you're going to have the same results.
I believe that.
You're going to have the same results.
I 100% agree with that. I do.
You know, you put drugs and poverty in an area, it doesn't matter who lives in that area, you're going to have the same results. You're going to have a lot of death. You're going to have a lot of you know, robberies, et cetera, et cetera. So,
yeah, I agree. It's in plain sight. And the white folks that do it to themselves, calling them white trash and trailer trash and stuff. And those be the ones that's doing the drugs and in the poverty and they ain't got nowhere to go. And then they own little trailer parks and stuff. So I get what you're saying 100%, man. It's like it don't matter the demographic, right?
I mean, under them conditions, man, you're going to have the same thing.
I got you. That makes sense. That makes sense. But yeah, so how it make you feel though, man, when you seen them, you know, start to boycott the games and everything yesterday?
It was good, man. It was good. I think it's time. It's well overdue.
Yeah.
And the thing that touched me the most about it was the fact that it was collective.
That's what's up.
Not a few people did it. Not a few people stood and a few people kneeled. Everybody decided, We sitting this one out.
Yeah.
We're going to boycott this. We're not going to do it. We're sitting this one out. And that's what's got to happen, man. You know?
Yeah. Refusal is the first thing.
That's right.
Refusal is the first thing. Once you start to refuse, that means you're starting to accept the change.
That's right.
So that's a good thing. That's an absolutely
a good thing.
Yeah, so I wasn't mad about it. At first, I was like, damn, man, you know me, I'm an OKC fan. You know,
I'm
like, to hell with all that, bro. We was finna be 3-2. What are y'all doing, right, Paul George? I mean, Chris Paul, like, come on, y'all. But at the same time, I feel like with them boys speaking about this stuff, you know, at the end of the games, even after winning and all that kind of stuff, I felt like if it's something on your mind that's troubling you that much, then any and everything that's not of that magnitude is minute. So basketball is out the way right now. You can't focus on that. So, you know, you got to make that stance. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that 100%. I respect it. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. It's time. Yeah. And, you know, it branched out from tennis players to baseball.
Baseball.
You know, it's time. But, again, the systems have to be changed. I know we talk about defunding the police departments and those systems were set up for white supremacy. Yeah. I mean, it's just those systems have to be rerouted and have to be changed. If not, we're going to end up with the same things again.
Yeah, it's you know, history repeats itself. It's always going to be the same thing unless you can make that change. So, you know, change is inevitable, man. It's got to happen at some point.
Yeah.
So, you know, but check it though. So I was listening to one of your episodes and the conversation was about the kids being at home from school and the educators not being babysitters. You know, like a lot of the parents are pissed because the kids can't go to school and some of the educators feel like, shit, don't trouble me and put me in a situation to get COVID and die because you don't want to sit at home with your child, because a lot of people ain't working still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I won't lie, I kind of agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my whole thing is, why not be educated enough already? You know what I'm saying? Why not already be educating your kid at home? So much, right. So much so to a point to where when this happens, the way that they transition isn't so rough because they already used to hearing you speak about things and talk and all of that at the crib anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, the only unfortunate part about that is that it just doesn't happen, you know?
Yeah.
You should only, you know, when you come home, it's really just a reinforcement of what the kids learned at school. And when there is no reinforcement in that home front, then, you know,
I see what you're saying, but you don't think it's cool for people to like re-educate themselves and then get that knowledge to their kids?
Yeah, if they do it.
Yeah.
You know, if they do it, but like you just made mention of kids having kids, and then you got a kid who struggled, you know, through high school pushed through, because, you know, we are in systems with the school systems where, you know, everybody passes. There is no retention anymore.
No accountability, man. That's kind of what I was just saying,
It's the part of those systems, man, that's got to set up for failure.
Yeah.
Kids are just pushed through. We got kids in high school reading on fourth and fifth grade levels. You know, you're in 11th, 12th grade, and you still reading on a sixth grade level.
Yeah, that's sad, man. And I know because I'm experiencing it firsthand with my niece and nephew because, you know, they back and forth from St. Joe to St. Louis. And mom, she's not capable, I'll say, of taking care of them the proper way. And it was times when they just sitting at home for 3 months, done this school. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, another 2 months. They just at home, miss school, you know. They done missed half the damn year. They so far behind that when they finally can start to get educated again, they're afraid. They nervous because everything moving so fast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a little time to miss.
Yeah, I get it. So I definitely get it and I understand, man. But, you know, it's crazy, man. But, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do, man. You know, and then I guess just try to help all the people that need it, you know.
Yeah, we got to reach out again. It takes a village, man. Like the old saying says, everybody got to reach back and we got to become. Hopefully, it's a shame that things like this have to happen, but it's a time for us to capitalize off of it and become a tighter knit group to realize how destructive it is to kill one another.
Yeah.
But again, when you're talking about poverty, you're talking about drugs, it's hard to eliminate that. And then when you have systems put in place that makes it easier to obtain guns, easier to carry guns. So, you know, it's like they're giving us all the needed necessary tools to be self-destructive.
And then they expect it. That's true.
Yeah.
That's what's up, cuz shit. I mean, you know, hey, I don't know, man. All I can say is I'm proud of the work you do, man. You know, just keep working hard, man, and just keep helping your community as much as you can. I'm sure you know I do all that I can for my community with the government.
No doubt.
I think I just want to see us all, not necessarily just black folks, but I want to see us all be able to take a deep breath and relax, man, and start to live our lives like life's supposed to be lived versus what people say we supposed to do or how things should go or trying to let history repeat itself. And half the time, we don't even know what the hell be going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So, you know, life got to happen, man. You got to just let life happen. But still, you know, at the same time, you got to focus on something. And
you do.
It's hard though, but like I say, man, we appreciate everything that you do. Before we get out of here though, I would love for you to let my listeners know how they can get in contact with you, what's your social media, all that good stuff.
Man, it's just D Mage, man, Damon Major on Facebook, man, and Lil Day on Instagram.
Okay.
The podcast also has Instagram. We should have a Twitter page, but I don't know how active it is, but it's just Unprivileged AF on all social media platforms and on all live streaming podcast apps, Unprivileged AF. So
yeah, I was listening to it on Spotify.
Okay, that's what's up. Same for you. Proud of you, cuz. Appreciate all the work you're doing, man.
Yeah.
I definitely see your hustle, your grind, and we right there together, man. And we're gonna meet at the top. That's inevitable.
That's what's up, Cuzzo. That's what's up. Yep. I'm gonna get you out here to check out the garden too, man. Soon, like it's
oh nice. Yeah, no doubt.
Good. Hey, but you know, again, man, I appreciate your time. I appreciate everything you do for the community, man. And hey, I want to appreciate all my listeners, everybody that tuned in today for the Bobby Dollar Show. And again, man, it's another episode. It's the big homie.
Peace.